there's going to be some little physical food, but the food is spiritual food. There will be prayers, there will be sharing of the word, and there will be buffet breakfast.
Right. I just needed that. I needed that clarity so that I can, you know, I need to know if I need to take Appetito or just to prep myself.
No, come. And it will be from 7 hours to 11 hours.
Right.
Yes. Thank
Doc,
you.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, my new daughter. Right. God bless you.
Thank you. Well, there you have it. That was Dr. Sibeso Luswata. And, of course, coming from the Zambia National Prayer Breakfast and just talking about the National Breakfast that will be taking place this Thursday, and a very, very important event for us to have in the nation of Zambia, because we are a nation called by God and we have a covenant with God. So anything that we do, we first seek the courts of heaven. 18 hours is the time on Radio Christian Voice. We head straight into the news. After that, we'll continue with Zambian Bits. Stay tuned.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
A government to recruit 2,000 teachers under 2025 teacher recruitment exercise. Tenants and Landlord Association of Zambia calls for intensified security in boarding houses. And Moroccans rally in Rabat against Israel death penalty law. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamuna. The government has announced that it will recruit 2,000 teachers under the 2025 teacher recruitment exercise as part of ongoing efforts to improve the quality of education and address critical staffing shortages across the country. The announcement follows a policy direction outlined by President Hagainde Ndehijdama during his address to the 5th session of the 13th National Assembly in February 2026, where he reaffirmed his administration's commitment to restoring the education system to international standards through equitable and inclusive access to quality learning. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Minister of Education Douglas Siagalima said the 2025 recruitment exercise is aimed at improving teacher distribution, reducing overcrowding in classrooms, and strengthening capacity in key subject areas such as science, technology, engineering, mathematics, early childhood education, and special education. At primary level, the average ratio stands at 46 pupils per teacher above the recommended 40-1. In some secondary schools, the ratio surpasses 60-1, reflecting mounting pressure on teacher staff, said Mr. Siagalima. Mr. Siagalima said classroom congestion remains another concern, with some classes accommodating nearly double the ideal number of learners. He said the recruitment process will be overseen by the Teaching Service Commission in collaboration with the Ministry of Education, following established public service procedures to ensure transparency and accountability. Mr. Siagalima said 92 of the new positions will be allocated to early childhood education, 565 to primary schools, and 1,343 to secondary schools, where 10% of the positions have been reserved for persons with disabilities. Advocates for Democratic Governance Foundation has called on the Speaker of the National Assembly to take immediate action against members of Parliament who have defected from their sponsoring political parties while retaining their parliamentary seats. ADEG Executive Director Gideon Musonda has expressed concern over what he described as a growing trend of MPs abandoning their parties to join the ruling party in alleged violation of constitutional provisions. He cited Article 72, Cap 2, Cap B and Cap G of the Constitution, which stipulates that MPs must vacate their seats if they resign from the political party that sponsored the election, or in the case of independent candidates, if they join a political party after being elected. Adeogu is therefore urging the Speaker to act in defense of the Constitution and the electorate by declaring the seats of all defecting members vacant without delay, said Mr. Msonda in a statement issued to RTV News on Saturday. He also called on members of Parliament to respect the will of the people above personal or political convenience, stating that those who wish to change political affiliation should do so in a manner that honors democratic principles by seeking a fresh mandate from the electorate. Mr. Msonda further said the dissolution of Parliament is only weeks away. It is imperative that members uphold their duty to represent citizens faithfully until the end of their terms, then they can present themselves to the electorate under any political platform of their choice thereafter.
Failure to enforce this constitutional provision risks setting a dangerous precedent that erodes public trust and weakens the very foundations of Zambia's multi-party democracy. We therefore urge the Honorable Speaker to act in defense of the Constitution and the electorate by declaring the seats of the defecting members vacant without delay.
The Tenants and Landlords Association of Zambia has expressed concern over the rising number of rape and theft cases being reported in boarding houses across the country. This follows protests by Levi Mwanawasa University students yesterday over escalating incidents of rape and theft in boarding houses located in the Sakas PHI area, with some students alleging that criminals are now demanding sexual favors from victims. Speaking to RTV News on Saturday, Association Secretary Msonda Lukonde attributed the increase in such cases to inadequate security measures in many boarding houses. Mr. Lukonde noted that the absence of facilities such as CCTV cameras and stationed security personnel has made it easier for criminals to target students. It is worrying that some boarding houses are operating without any security measures, allowing criminals to break in and sexually harass girls, said Mr. Lukonde. Mr. Lukonde also blamed the situation on students retaining late at night, saying this creates opportunities for unknown individuals to gain access to the premises. He has since proposed the introduction of curfews in boarding houses to limit late-night movements, while also urging landlords to strengthen security in their properties.
Curfew, the reason why curfew should be there is one, it's part of security as well. So you'll find that let's say if they say 21, latest everyone should be inside. Whoever comes back around that time, they need to have a proper explanation. Minus that, then they should go back to where they are. That would be one of the security measures that we can actually put in place. Unlike a situation where just because someone is far from home, they feel now like they're independent, they can do whatsoever they want. That's a very bad omen, and it won't reduce the cases that we're actually having right now. But curfew is very, very much important.
Build Zambia 2064 Chief Executive Officer Joseph Mushalika has stressed the need for Zambian men to re-evaluate themselves and rise to the challenge of being leaders in society. Dr. Mushalika says many men have lost their way, citing growing cases of drug abuse and the increase in female-headed households as signs of the crisis. Speaking when he featured on the Christian Voice chatback program in Lusaka today, Dr. Mushalika said men must reclaim their rightful place in society as providers, starting from the family level. This is why Build Zambia 2064 has launched a mentorship program for boys across the country to guide both boys and fathers into this world, said Dr. Mushalika. He explained that the program will focus on bridging the gap between fathers and the boy child to ensure they make positive contribution to their families and the nation at large. Dr. Mushalika warned that if the current state of men is left unchecked, society risks having very few responsible men in the future.
And in this mentorship program, what are we doing? It's a very straightforward, elaborate 6-month program. Okay? So we are saying we go to a province. Eastern Province is the first one, by the way. 25th May, I think, will be in Eastern Province. We sit in a room. Father comes with son, uncle comes with nephew, come together. from this community. This one has come with his son, this one has come with his nephew. So the old, the young are in the same room. And we have a conversation like we are having here. What is killing men?